This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the editor and publisher and his staff of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, and the staff there. He's got a half a dozen people that are listening constantly to talk radio programs, talking to the hosts, getting management input as to the big stories of the week. Yes, this is a very scientific research project. It goes on every week. Come up with the top 10 stories, the top 10 people on the list. And in the absence of Michael at the moment, I'll go through the story list for you and the people list. At number 10 on the story list is immigration reform. In the comparative hour that goes with this program, we have the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, and then I put a group of the folks that are on the air with me Monday through Friday on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Sometimes we have John Harper with us as well to sort of relate to what are they as members of the media, what we talk about on our program. Not necessarily all of these stories. The DJV show is a little more full service, to use the jargon of radio. It's more interested in how to help you make it through what you're buying for Christmas, what you're eating for Thanksgiving, you know, what it is in your life that needs help, you know, how are you getting a good night's rest, where do you go to the doctor, all kinds of things, the how-tos and the whys and the wherefores. Certainly we do touch on these. We, as conversationalists, like to think that we are on top of whatever the conversation is. And in this case, there may be a little variation, but I'll tell you a lot of these things. Number one this week. Well, let me go through the list, the story list, and then we can talk about number one especially. 10 is immigration reform, and again, focus on what's going on the border. But one of the things we talk about with John Harper, who's in Florida, is the fact that the borders are porous there, the coastline. You can come from anywhere and jump off of a boat any place. You know, you can go into, let's say you're at Admiral's Cove down in Jupiter, and you come in and you just park at somebody's dock, get off. And nobody knows who's there. Nobody knows what's going on. So anyway, I think that's one of the big problems. Number 9 on the story list is what's happening with Andrew Cuomo, the investigation into his book and other things that have developed that aren't good for him. At number 8, whole discussion of Thanksgiving. What do you have to be thankful for? I think that's always something when you get right down to brass tacks. The opening up of the Christmas season, people buying and spending. And, excuse me, one of the things this week, I've been very critical of people and the whole idea of dollar stores and all the crap that's in there is made in China, and all we're doing is helping the Chinese. And people say, oh, no, that's not, you don't understand. Yeah, I do understand. You can buy, you can look around. If you're really a good, you know, all this discussion about patriotism and who's a good patriot and what it takes to be a good patriot. Well, you know what I think in terms of patriotism? One of the most important things you can do is support American businesses. If you're a real patriot, you're supporting American business, you're supporting American companies, you're supporting American products, you're supporting American food, farmers, that sort of thing. That's what it means for me to be a patriot. You know, it's an empty word that gets used by a lot of political folks. You know, this person's a patriot. But this guy, Rittenhouse, he's a patriot. He's a kid. He doesn't know from nothing about being a patriot. It's putting your money where your mouth is as much as anything else. So that's how I look at it. And I find that, am I a snob? I hope I don't come across as a snob, but I will tell you that my reaction to people who go into the dollar store has always been the same. If you go in there and you look around and you see that everything in the store comes from China, and you think that buying it because that you say that's all you can afford, and you are a good American, you aren't. You're not a good American. If you're not supporting American workers and the American way rather than supporting the Chinese and the Chinese way, I don't think you're a good American, frankly, at least in this caliber, at least using that as a shakedown. I think it's absurd, the amount of money that people spend and the way that we are, there's two absurdities here. One of them is the spending of money at the Dollar Tree because you can't afford anything else. That's real absurd. You're just lazy. You know, if you really need the stuff and you really want to go find things that are inexpensive, you can find them, and you can find them made in America. But it's just easy. Everybody wants to do things that are easy. That's this whole explosion, and that's part of the other thing with regard to Thanksgiving. The businesses, you know, they call it Black Friday because it is usually at this time of the year that people start turning a profit. Whatever they make during the month of December is their profit for the year. And that's kind of a scary notion, too, when you get right down to it. You work hard, you got your own business, and it takes you 11 months to make any money. But that's kind of that's the reality when it comes to retail. And that flies in the face also. The economy is the number one story this week. Inflation, what's happening with all of these bills that are going to cost us in terms of taxpayer dollars, jillions of... It's just absurd the amount of money we're spending that we don't have and what we're spending it on. And people are not really aware of that either. We're lazy thinkers. We're used to everything, and now we're getting even more used to the government doing everything. But there's another side to that. If you keep letting the government get into your life and control really the narrative, and then your life will be not free at all. And I think we're having a hard time justifying some of the freedoms even these days because there's so much government. The government this, the government that, regulations, all kinds of things that are awkward and difficult. I think it really is. It's annoying and a little scary, too, actually. 14 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I want to talk. We were earlier on the companion piece talking about the fact that a lot of people sleep in their sheets a lot more than they ought to. There are all kinds of studies out that suggest if you don't change your sheets every week, then you're doing yourself a disservice and you could be sleeping in things that will make you sick. And so along comes my pillow with the news about sheets. And what you can do, they have a great line. If you go to the MyPillow product catalog at MyPillow.com, and you look at all the things that they have, mattress toppers, yep, they have slippers, they have dog beds, they have blankets. But these sheets are so cool. The cotton in the Giza Dream sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra-soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a really smooth, wonderful, luxurious finish, and it'll have you sleeping like a baby. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable and durable, all the Giza Dream sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So that means, yeah, you sleep on this set of sheets for 2 months, and you don't like it, you send them back, get your money back. You can't do that anywhere else. The Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for one low price, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So again, use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with John Harper, in for Michael Harrison this week. I didn't do the official list of the stories, so let me do that. 10 is immigration reform. I didn't get through it anyway. Number 9, Cuomo. Number 8, Thanksgiving. The Charlottesville Jury Award awarding damages. Number 7, the investigation is January 6th. Number 6, the parade tragedy and violence. Number 5, race relations. Number 4, number 3, Rittenhouse. Number 2, COVID. Number 1, the economy and what we're paying. And that's why I used that example, John, of what's going on at the dollar stores. Do you agree with me, by the way? I was pretty strident in my focus on the people who go to the dollar stores. You know, people charge me with being an elitist because I don't go into stores like that, and I don't go into them because I think I'm a patriot, and I think the definition of patriotism goes far and wide, much farther, much wider than those who politically attribute patriotism to some political point of view. What about, you know, in terms of putting your money where your mouth is and living the American lifestyle that is supportive of American business and American companies and American products?
Right.
That's patriotism for me. What do you think?
It's the same thing for me as well, Doug. In fact, for years, I have been big on trying to buy only American-made products that,
yep,
as you well know and the audience knows, not very easy to do, but I try to do that. I'm with you on that, and I support those businesses.
Yeah, that's what I do. I go out of my way now, and I'm not trying to, you know, beat myself on the chest. Wow, Doug, he's a great guy. No, but it's just a practical sense. I want the country to survive. It's not going to survive if we keep buying up Chinese products and supporting the Chinese government. You know, they've done us a disservice, and that's even putting it in, they've done us in with COVID and the rest of the world as well. That's them. They're responsible 100% for COVID and all of its ramifications. And as far as the rest, you know, they're stripping us of our independence right and left. And it's time we recognize that. That's patriotism to me. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The end of the month of Thanksgiving, last weekend, and it's the end of the month of Thanksgiving. Well, it is Thanksgiving month. It's also November. And this is the last weekend of November before we go into December and comfort time. That's an expression I used earlier because it does seem like things are more comfortable now. Although some people get all worked up, I got to buy presents for this person, that person. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Don't feel like you're obligated. I think it's the worst thing in the world, especially when you get somebody something you think you're supposed to get them, and it doesn't, who cares? That person doesn't need or want. Perhaps something is just there. We've all been there, done that. John Harper is with me from WMEL. Michael's off today as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with the official countdown list. Don't you think that's the case, John? A lot of people... And I don't know whether you do this or not, feel like you have to. If somebody gives you a gift, you got to give them one. I've never felt like that, frankly. Thank you for giving me a gift, but
yeah,
I don't feel obligated to give you one.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way, and it puts a lot of pressure, I think, on people. Like, I know some people give these tchotchke-type gifts, whether it be a bag of coffee or whatever, and then they expect something in return, and I don't go for that as well, and I'm with you on that. Thank you for the gift, and move on.
Right. My gift to you is my friendship, and I don't mean that to sound like
That's
a jerk,
right.
But I count friendships on, like, single, I have enough fingers and toes, maybe, to count the people that I really feel, whether it's in business or with my farm or in my family,
right.
Being my friend is for me anyway, it's a cherished position. I don't say you're lucky that I'm your friend. I'm just saying I think that it's important to have real friends and not just people that you're acquainted with. Anyway, having said that, on the people list, Andrew Cuomo is at number 10, Roger Stone and Alex Jones. They both are experts at sticking their feet in their mouth. I think that's how I would describe them, John. What do you think? And then,
it's amazing what these two guys have come up with over the past couple of years and the things they say. Alex Jones, I'm amazed that he is still on the air. And after the types of trouble he's been involved with and the lawsuit he was involved with in Connecticut, It's just amazing. Roger Stone the same way. I don't understand how these two guys still exist.
Number eight on the list, Ron DeSantis, you're a governor. Where do you get the pulse from the people that listen to your stations on the Space Coast? How popular is he really a presidential contender, DeSantis?
I do not think he is. I think when you kind of break through all of the candidates who are going to actually be running for president on the Republican side, DeSantis will be there, but it's divided here in Florida as far as what people think of him. It's kind of like Trump. It's either 50% pro, 50% con, and same thing with DeSantis. He's trying to make a name for himself with some outlandish remarks that he's made in the past, and I don't think there'll be enough traction to get him any further.
I like Nikki Haley, actually, in a manner of speaking. I kind of like the way she presents herself. I'll tell you one thing. Both the Republicans and Democrats better do something about changing their image because they are all old fossils. Not that it's, look at you and me and our age, and that people say we're fossils because we're still on the air. I think it's different when it comes to energy and ideas and fixing trouble and that sort of thing. That falls more those who may have some new ideas. The older we are, the more our ideas stay the same, I think, in general. All right, so we'll finish the people listening. Keep going here in a few moments on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governments around the world are quickly responding to a new COVID-19 variant, first reported in South Africa.
President Biden issuing a travel ban to restrict incoming travel from South Africa and seven other countries beginning Monday as concerns over the new Omicron coronavirus variant continue. Dr. William Schaffner is with the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Division of Infectious Diseases. Tells CNN this is a variant we need to be concerned about.
Clearly is a variant of concern. That notches it right up there. They're concerned about how rapidly it is spreading. They're concerned whether it causes more severe disease. And, of course, they're concerned about whether our current vaccines will protect against it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News. After months of heat waves and drought, weather in the Pacific Northwest has flipped to flooding rain and gusty storms. Forecasters say stormy conditions in the northwestern U.S. is expected to continue with not one but two storms heading for the region. Forecasters say northwestern Washington in particular could be the hardest hit area in the U.S. A rescuer at Russia's collapsed Litvinovka coal mine who went missing was found alive, according to officials. The rescuer was found as operations continued at the coal mine after 51 people died in the mine explosion on Thursday morning. Officials say the explosion may have been caused by methane gas. The victims of the coal mine explosion suffered from carbon monoxide poisoning. The regional prosecutor has begun an inquiry on whether labor and industrial safety laws were followed, while a government investigation arm has launched a criminal case. 43 miners have been hospitalized, with four of them listed in serious condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with John Harper, WMEL. Michael is off this week. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and many of the things that people are talking about are related to not only what's happened this past week, but also the Thanksgiving feelings, the football, the weather, how are you enjoying yourself, travel, that sort of thing. John's down in Florida. I happen to be in California this weekend, and we're still privy to the information that gets gleaned by the folks who do the work at Talkers Magazine. List is at talkers.com and also djvshow.com if you want to follow along. So I was doing the people list. We do as we often do here, get distracted. Not distressed, but distracted somewhat. Kevin McCarthy's number six. Well, I'll go through the list again of people. Cuomo, not much to say there anymore that's new. Roger Stone and Alex Jones are tied at number nine for being big mouths and having the big shoes that they can fit their feet in their mouth. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida's eight. Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, is number seven. Donald Trump is six. Daryl Brooks is five. Ahmed Arbery, well, actually, the discussion about him, but what happened at that trial. Kyle Rittenhouse, as number three. Jerome Powell is two, and Joe Biden is number one. You know, with regard to Biden, a couple of interesting things this week, John, going on. He had a test. He had a physical, and there was a polyp that got removed from his colon. But according to the doctors, it was benign, slow growing. It could be that it's precancerous, but didn't require any more action. I remember when Reagan had the same thing. You remember that? When Reagan had polyps?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was a... And people say, well, what's going on? But it didn't. That is...
No, I underwent that same procedure earlier this month.
And, did you?
And they found several polyps, removed them, and just basically told me to keep checking back. But so far, so good. They looked okay. So it's quite common. It's almost very routine. It's not a big deal.
The Mayo Clinic defines a colon polyp as a small clump of cells that form on the lining of the colon. Most of the polyps are harmless, they say, but some of the polyps can develop into colon cancer, but it takes quite a bit of time. Best prevention for colon cancer is regular screening, so they say.
Right.
Biden is 79. Right. He just had his birthday, didn't he? Wasn't his birthday last week? I think it was.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Right. Oldest president. Reagan had been the oldest president until Biden came along. He says, I'm healthy. The doctor said he's vigorous, fit for duty, et cetera. I've had these colonoscopies, and at our age, nothing, you know, you should have them. I've had endoscopies and colonoscopies to check out both ends of my being here. And I've been very fortunate. I remember, and this is probably too much information, the last time I had it done, the doctor said, you have a nice pink colon. So there you go.
It's, and that's good. That's nothing there.
Yeah. You know what? Some people, when I talked to him, I asked him a little bit more for an insight into what, you know, like that's how I got the information that I just was talking about, what it really is. You know, it's hereditary. Remember Tony Snow, who had been in the Reagan administration? Remember him? He died of colon cancer. He's like 52 or something. He had it in his family.
Yeah.
And I remember being around. I liked him a lot, frankly. I thought he was a good guy.
He was a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good guy. And anyway, so that's the most egregious example I can come up with. The fact that you take aspirin, though, I have taken a little baby aspirin at night before I go to bed for years and years and years and years. And so this doctor said that that was one of the reasons the colon was as clear as it was, because of the aspirin.
Really?
You know, and then you hear the other side of it. Yeah, you hear the other side of it. Well, I shouldn't take it. Remember that a couple of 3 weeks ago when I talked to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about this on the DGV Health program, it was confusing because we have so many, you know, conflicting things that come from the world of medicine. There was the late info was that you shouldn't take an aspirin because it's bad, could cause a stroke or whatever. I mean, how do you know what to believe? I guess as much as anything else, that's a question.
You know, it's the same thing of, it seems like every week you hear something about coffee. Coffee is good for you, coffee is bad for you.
Right.
You don't know which direction this stuff is going, but a colonoscopy, very important, and everybody, I believe, over the age of 50, should be speaking to their physician about having one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, while we're in the Biden department, the Pentagon says the new helicopter he has is unreliable. There's a new presidential helicopter, and apparently it was ordered, Trump wanted the new plane and the new helicopters to be less expensive. So they changed, and they still don't have that new. You know how long that 747's been in development? That was ordered. Let me think. The first 747 was put into use when Reagan was president. Before that, you don't have. If you've been to the Reagan Library, they have the first real Air Force One 707. Suspended from the roof. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to go see it, I think the Reagan Library is fabulous anyway. But the fact they got the plane in there and so many stories about it, and then it was replaced by that 747, which is still in use now. But during the Obama administration, they decided, Boeing said, look, we want to stop making the 747. So if you want one for the president, if you want a couple of new ones, then we better get at it. Well, $4 billion later, they developed two planes. There are two Air Force Ones that are exactly the same, and they both fly all the time. When the president's up, they send both of them out so that in the event of some crazy silliness, nobody knows which plane he's really on. That's the case with these helicopters as well. You see the helicopter, Marine One, take off from the White House or wherever it is, and they go where they go. But these things have been around for, I think they're about 40 years old, if I remember correctly, somebody telling me that. So they wanted to build new presidential helicopters. So Lockheed Martin was the developer, was the builder of the helicopter. I don't know why they didn't go to Sikorsky, because Sikorsky is the one everybody knows makes the best helicopters. Anyway, this new helicopter program, this is, by the way, you talk about the price tag for the plane, the replacement for these helicopters, because of all the stuff they put in them, $5 billion?
That's hard to believe.
$5 billion
with a B.
$5 billion, exactly. And the report that there is now being scrutinized, Pentagon's testing unit found that while the helicopter was good for administrative missions, it was not effective for emergency flights. It doesn't have all the critical communications in it that's necessary if you have to go up in it and you can't get to the Air Force One, et cetera, et cetera. So they're spending billions of dollars to create these new helicopters. And then you wonder, okay, is this overkill really? Is it overdoing it? I think a lot of Americans ask that question with the, I think there's a good reason for the question, frankly.
Good reason for the question, and I think it is overkill. It's ridiculous. $5 billion for one of the Marine helicopters. And I was not aware of that price tag.
Somebody just sent me a quick note. Lockheed Martin now owns Sikorsky. I didn't know that. Sikorsky was bought out by Lockheed. That's why it's Lockheed Martin doing it, but it's really Sikorsky that's doing it. And that's right. If somebody's building me a helicopter, I wanted to come out of the Sikorsky plant down in Connecticut. They're the ones that know how to make, they certainly know how to make helicopters. All right, yeah. In a moment, I want to go back to our election focus and something that just came up this week that is really of concern. So we'll talk about that next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A reminder, as we're into Thanksgiving weekend, everybody's been eating and eating and eating. Now you're beginning to ask yourself, how can I lose that weight? How can I lose the belly fat? How can I, you know, keep the weight off? If I'm on the right trajectory, how do I keep it off? Success is spelled C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. That's Calitrin. 24 years on the market. This is something that has been, that hasn't disappointed many people, I'll tell you that. Got an 86% success rate. And that is, you know, the secret is that they have the all-natural approach to losing weight. You're not going to have any negative impact from this. You don't have to go on a crash diet either. You use your head. Eat well, exercise, and use Calitrin to keep the weight off. That's what I like about it. You just keep taking it. Good for all of your body, no matter what. Sustains many operational features of your body the natural way. But they've been at this for 24 years. The secret to their success is just Calitrin's good for you. That's it. Amazing, amazing, amazing program. I get on it for 90 days at least. But right now, you can get 90 days supply and then another 90 days without paying for it using the DJV code when you check out at TopLoss.com. That's their website. TopLoss.com. Do yourself a favor. Get on it now and eat as much as you want. Enjoy yourself, but don't worry about putting on the weight because you're going to have the help of Calitrin to keep it off. Lose it. Keep it off. Calitrin, now is the time. Don't wait till January. To go to TopLoss.com. Get the great deal on this product and no free shipping. No payment for shipping either using the code DJV at TopLoss.com. People list from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the overview of the top 10 people that have been discussed. Their relationship to these stories is certainly important. At number 10, Andrew Cuomo. At number 9, Roger Stone and Alex Jones. There's a pair for you. Ron DeSantis is number 8 on the list. Kevin McCarthy, 7. At number 6 is Donald Trump. Number 5, Daryl Brooks. At number 4, Ahmaud Arbery. Number 3, Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 2, Jerome Powell, and number 1 is Joe Biden. So that's a list of a few new. That's sort of what's interesting about what we do here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, because the names change more than the stories do from week to week. But anyway, that's for Thanksgiving week, the overview on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with Wellvine Chardonnay Mark. from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on our official list for the week of November 22nd to the 26th. Number 10 on the story list from Talkers is a focus on immigration reform, what's going on at the borders, etc. Number 9, the Cuomo investigation and developments there. Number 8, Thanksgiving and the fun, the weather, etc. Number 7, the Charlottesville jury and what they awarded this week. Number 6, the investigation continuing into the January 6th episode in Washington. Number 5, an overview of violence and crime and this parade tragedy that took place. Number 4, race relations and what's going on with voters. Rittenhouse, that whole business, wow. And the Arbery trial, two of those, very important. Number 3, for discussion purposes. Number 2, COVID. Number 1 this week, the economy and inflation. So 10 stories this week, according to research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back here on our Talk Radio Countdown show, John Harper from WMEL. The Iranian nationals who've been spreading election disinformation that really made a difference, I think, in the 2020 election. They were charged with undermining voter confidence. Can you imagine? The cybersecurity is so bad that these two Iranian nationals were able to spread all kinds of disinformation, basically claiming to be members of the Proud Boys, and if you don't vote for Trump, then we're going to come beat you up, you know, that kind of stuff. And how does that happen in America, frankly? How do we let this
really amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It really is. And these are all Iranian government hackers. So what have we done to the Iranian government? Nothing. We're not doing anything. So then we just let them go ho-hum.
And so here we are. All right. There it is. Our comments on the top items of the day from Talkers Magazine and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to John Harper from WMEL. I'm Doug Steffen.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing on now with our weekly visit to the eminence. There's a religious connotation to that. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. He's a professor of law. He's also an accomplished lawyer. Has a very important website, Scamicide. You know, I probably Scamicide.com is the website. There are a lot of Thanksgiving scams. There are times of the year and things that are going on that have created the opportunity for people to take advantage. I think I have been if I look back over maybe the last year or two, more inundated this last week with phony baloney scams, and it's pretty easy just to ignore them, although they do prey on people like, here, we've got $50,000 for you. Just click on this, or something like that. So are they more? Is it just I'm noticing them more, or are there really more at this time of year?
There's been more since the pandemic, and the holiday season is absolutely open season for scammers. I mean, and they've got a knowledge of psychology that Freud would have envied, and they have absolutely no scruples. So, there are multitudes of charity scams, particularly charity scams involving police and firefighters, because very often this is a time when local police and firefighters who have their own charities will contact people. But yeah. The scammers are there, and the easy thing there is, if you get a call or an email or a text message, you have never know who is actually contacting you. So if it sounds legit, you go to a website called charitynavigator.org, put in the name, and it will tell you not only if that charity, particular one, is legitimate, but it'll tell you how much of what they gather, you and I have talked about this before, goes to their charitable purpose and how much into their own pockets.
Right. Okay, let's talk about the legal ramifications of some of the stories this week from Talkers. Number three, the Rittenhouse verdict and the Arbery trial. You have comments, I'm sure, on both of those.
Yeah, you know, I'm really glad you asked about them, because the media has been so charged on these, and I've looked at these, and you know, the Rittenhouse verdict, I think Kyle Rittenhouse shouldn't have been there. I think he was reckless in so doing. He put himself in that kind of a situation. But that being said, if from the evidence I saw, I think he was rightfully acquitted, and I don't think it was a matter of racism. This kid went there thinking he was going to be protecting the stores after there had been some riots and looting. There's video of him offering medical assistance to protesters there. He shot someone when someone lunged at him following another shot by someone else. He truly thought he was in it a matter of self-defense. And then the second and third killings were when he was chased and he was in fear. Now, he put himself in this position, and I think there's a lot to talk about this and the Ahmaud Arbery, about how armed we are and vigilantism today. But as far as Rittenhouse goes, I don't think it was a matter of racism. I think it was a matter of guns and vigilantism. You know, this kid wasn't trained to do this kind of thing, and he should never have been there. And as far as the gun, the good old that he was holding and dismissing those charges, the law there in Wisconsin was pretty clear that that gun did not qualify for those particular ones. With Arbery, it's a different story here. And here you had a 11-person white jury and one black juror who convicted them. To me, one of the more troubling things about this was not even the trial, but the fact that you had a situation where, when this was initially investigated, the DA said no go.
Really amazing. Oh, it really is. So the parade tragedy, what happens to the guy driving the car?
Wow. I don't know enough about him. And, you know, it's just really strange. Is this just a deranged person? I mean, I think there may be an insanity plea in there. So it's really hard. We need a lot more information to know about this.
Well, the fact that he'd been involved, I think there are a lot of people discussing bonding and what goes on when you get bail and how that's those decisions are made. I think a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a toughie.
That.
If you're not, you know, if you're not a risk of flight, you have the presumption of innocence, even if absolutely everybody knows the person has done it. And so, you know, bail is, it was legit.
Yeah. All right. There it is, an overview of some of the hot stories from the story list at Talkers Magazine from Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.